Welcome. Today is the 16th of December, 2008. And today, yesterday, were gray days, according to the planetary planner. And moon has been with Ketu in the sky. Moon is actually in Cancer in its own sign, which would be a silver day. But because it's with Ketu, it becomes a gray day, because Ketu casts the shadow like Rahu. And moon is the mind and the emotions, mental outlook. So Moon Ketu is, according to Vedic astrological understanding, a yoga or combination for madness. And strange behavior, unusual behavior, unpredictable behavior, sudden, unexpected behavior, unhinged behavior, which we saw with horses in the last couple of days. A few examples of that over the last couple of days. Not one, but several. Today, nobody got hurt or anything like that, but just acting up, acting out, putting the foot through the gate and she got kicked yesterday.
It wasn't lashing at
her, you know. It
was just
she wasn't really hurt, but
jump out through the fence again.
Try and jump over the fence and
was a guy.
Well, this is what I was gonna say next. So we also had a guy who appeared to be a gypsy.
Turn up at your door.
No, he's casing the neighborhood. He's casing houses. Casing means checking them out for just to rob them. But this too is Moon Ketu behavior.
That was in my mind. If anything was going to happen, it'd be like on a day like today.
So she made sure she got down the license plate. Because if anything would happen, you know exactly where to go. You see, he was casing out the neighbor. They had that minister under sawed-off shotgun on the guy. And then, a couple days ago, also Moon Ketu, I believe, a reporter in Iraq, or a guy who had a credentials for being a reporter at a press conference, Bush is in Iraq to give the final farewell. You're very welcome for everything I've done here for you. The guy took his shoes off and threw them at Bush. And Bush, ever sprightly, ducked. He missed him, but he would have hit him right in the head if he wouldn't have ducked. So that's very much a Moon Ketu, very unusual. And now all the Arabs are rallying around this guy. He's the hero of the day, this reporter with shoes, my guru used to say.
His defense was he was just it was self-expression.
Yeah. My guru used to say in India too they have the same thing. You beat him with shoes.
The lowest part of your body.
Yeah, shoes are your lowest because the dirty part is on the ground. That's why you have to take your shoes off when you go into a holy place. So you can never bring your shoes. It's too dirty.
When they pulled down Saddam Hussein's big statue a few years ago, they were all smacking it with
their shoes. So beat them with shoes, throw shoes at them. So there's a bit of a Moon Ketu experience. Sun moves into Sagittarius. Yesterday. 15th, That's a fire planet. Sagittarius is a fire sign.
So that's good for the sun then?
Mm-hmm. He'd be in a place that would be in harmony with his nature. So it'd be a good month for something, some virtuous things to take place. December 15th through January 14th. Something that would uphold Dharma or further Dharma. Purpose, meaning, principle, value, duty, obligation, benefit to others. That would all be Dharma. Things that realize, activities that aim for and realize higher goals. And goals that would be beneficial to many. It'd be a good month for government. Because sun is government. That doesn't mean all governments will thrive in the coming month. But it would mean that more headway would be made with certain governments in certain circumstances anyway. It's a good time to set goals. Yeah, it's good, you know, it actually ends up being from middle of December to mid-January every year. And then I was thinking about New Year's resolutions, but people don't keep to those very well, do they? Usually. But it would be a favorable time, theoretically, to make resolutions, determinations, adopt a vow of Vrata. You know. So it's not Sagittarius is spirituality. Spirituality in action. The path of Pravritti Marg. Pisces is spirituality in inaction or renunciation. Spirituality in renunciation. Detachment. The path of Nivritti Marg. There's two paths in the living out or manifesting or participating in spirituality. One is Pravritti and the other is Nivritti. Marg means path or road. Pravritti means the acceptance of action and doing things in the world. So in other words, your spirituality would be expressed through action and goals and activities in the world as part of the world. That's Sagittarius. And Pisces would be the path of Nivritti Marg, renouncing the world, living in a monastery, living in an ashram, living in a cave, living in the forest, having nothing whatsoever to do with the world, aspiring not to live and not to do anything connected to the world, to worldliness, material life, or materially engrossed people. One of the things it says in the Vedas, depending, for the path of Nivritti Marg, the last thing you should do is hang around with materialists, which is, you know, 99% of the people are materialists. Because they have material desires. So that's pretty much almost everybody, you know. And that's anathema to...
What's anathema?
Anathema means it's the worst thing you could possibly do is to hang out with a materialist if you're an aspiring spiritualist, because materialists' desires are connected to the body. And spiritualists' desires are connected to the soul. So, most of us cannot adopt the path of Nivritti Marga. It's too hard. It's too difficult. Essentially, you would be involved in meditation, chanting, performing rituals, various kinds of offerings, and spiritual service to God 24/7. There's no break. There's no R&R, rest and relaxation. There's no going on holiday. There's no Lanzarote. Certainly no Ibiza. And that's how you live your life. And you'd sleep minimal, 4 hours a night.
See, that's the part I have a problem
with. You'd have to be up for the Brahma Muhurta, the most auspicious hour and a half before sunrise. Hour and a half before sunrise is the Brahma Muhurta. And that is when the violet ray.
Your little rainbow thing?
If you want.
Oh, did you say an hour and a half before sunrise?
Before sunrise.
Oh, really?
That's the most auspicious time of the day for spiritual practice. Mm-hmm. And one who's serious about spiritual practice is meant to be up for the Brahma Muhurta. So, now it depends, you know, what time of year it is. So I say hour and a half. That's assuming that the sun rises at 4:30 in the morning. No, that'd be like summertime here. Here in Ireland.
Roughly.
So, the sun, yeah. So 3 to 4:30 a.m. would be the Brahma Muhurta. When the sun rises at 4:30. 4:30 to 6 a.m., it moves from the violet ray to the indigo ray. From 4:30 to 6. These are the most auspicious time to absorb the sun's rays. And even though the sun isn't up in the Brahma Muhurta, you're still getting the violet rays from it.
Even if you're indoors.
Well, if it comes through the window. That's why you're to have lots of windows on the east and north side of the house. Correct? You don't have to be outdoors necessarily, but it's better to be outdoors to get the rays directly on your body. But you'll get the rays through the windows as well. So from 4:30 to 6 is the indigo ray. From 6 to 9 is the blue ray of the spectrum. These are all highly, highly beneficial rays. The most beneficial. Then from 9 to noon, another 3 hours, is the green ray. And now, violet ray, there's the sun, that's sunrise. So that's before sunrise. Indigo ray, blue ray, Greenway. Yeah. Then high noon. And then it all changes. Now, the rays of the sun through the rest of the day are harmful. Not beneficial. And not the time to take the sun's energy. From noon to 3 p.m. is the yellow, right? From 3 to 6 p.m. is the orange ray. And then from 6 to 7:30, in other words, to sunset, is the red ray. And it actually is like that. Does it not go from orange to red and then sets? And that's when the vast majority of people tend to look at the sun. That time of day, sunset, yeah. Happy hour. Yeah. Party time. Mm. So, yeah, so. Pravrti Marg, Nivrti Marg. Anybody have any stories or experiences?
Friend, she had mastitis because she just had a baby, and I did a little sneak around the house.
So she had an infection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and on her this side, so I did a little sneak around her house, and I looked in the north and northeast. North was grand, but east was all blocked up, like storage room. It was like packed with crap. But when I went back today, their house was warmer. They had moved this heavy storage thing, which was in the east, sort of northeast. So I noticed a change in their house.
Good. That's the first thing, northeast. Mm-hmm. Now, women are governed largely by the southeast. That's the Venus area. Yeah, so as long there shouldn't be any kind of dosha, busted dosha or affliction of space in the southeast. That's the fire area also. On the energetic level, it's fire. So there should be something that either represents fire or brings the element of fire into the place, either a candle, a picture of fire, reddish color, something. If there's an affliction of the southeast area, then women are more likely to come down with diseases such as mastitis. Why did you get the mastitis is my question.
I don't know. She's very pissed off throughout the whole
pregnancy.
She didn't want to get pregnant again, and
so she had a resentment about being pregnant again.
Yeah.
And going into motherhood.
Well, she was enjoying motherhood with Beau, and she didn't know.
No, but the new responsibility of motherhood.
Yeah, and then
so this goes into the what is more representative of motherhood than the breast?
Okay.
Correct.
That's
a perception.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it a declaration.
No.
You say, consider this.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the cause, you know.
Yeah.
My first wife had it, and it was an emergency. I had to rush to the hospital, and she was hospitalized.
Wow.
And I had a brand new born baby, and I didn't have much breast milk available. And it was me and him, and you know, I was getting up in the middle of the night and giving him a bottle and explaining to him there was no breast milk available and to have to make do.
Wow.
So yeah, I remember it well. Well, since there's only a few of us, let's just do a meditation and call it an evening. All right. Close your eyes. Breathe, relax, and let go. Deeply. Deeply relax. Allow the stress, tension, fear, and apprehension to drain from your body. Totally, completely relax, breathe, and let go. High above, a beautiful beam of radiant light comes down from the heavens. Down, down, all the way down, entering through the top of your head, expanding throughout your head, torso, arms, leg, out the bottom of your feet and into the earth below. Relax and let go. All right. You're at the edge of a river on the bank. Will you remain where you are on the bank? Or will you cross the river to the other side? What's on the other side? What do you see? Is there something there for you? Is there a reason to cross the river, to get to the other side? Or will you travel down the river itself? Which will you do? Remain, cross, or travel down the river? And if you do travel down the river, how do you travel? If you cross the river, how do you cross the river? Decide which of these three options you will do. Once you decide whether you stay, cross, or travel on the river, what happens next? If you stay, what happens there? When you cross, what happens on the other side? If you travel down river, what do you find? All right. Continue until you've completed the steps. When you're done, return to consciousness, awakening, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and at peace. Good. All right. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna.